Welcome back to The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're also brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, kettlebell hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you in part by Celsius Energy Drink. Let's head to our sports line right now. Welcome back to the program. Been about a year since we've had a conversation with Coach Niehaus from the East Jackson Trojan football program. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's great to be back.
Well, we appreciate you being here. I know it's not easy a lot of times with coaches being able to etch in some time, because this is a busy time of year for you, and we're more than halfway through the football season. And if you could just kind of sum up for our listeners what the season has been like for you guys so far, and how you feel about the team so far.
It's been a season of narrow misses for us so far. We started off the year a little bit slow in our first game, but we had a big comeback win against Potterville. And then the next week we start with the league favorite in Napoleon, kind of get them on the ropes a little bit, and the game gets away from us. And that's been the story of the season so far. We've played, the toughest conference slate so far, and we've taken a lot of the powerhouses to the brink. We just haven't quite closed. It's been a lot of fun to compete with those top teams like Manchester, Addison, and Napoleon, but we haven't figured out how to, pull it out quite yet.
Right. Well, and I'm looking at your record and the scores, and it looks like you've got a decent offense. Now, the Cascades is just, my opinion, the Cascades is just stacked this year, and it's going to be tough for even one of those teams to rise to the top. But we've had an opportunity to see Napoleon, Grass Lake, Michigan Center, Addison, and then everybody is just, they're all good teams this year. And
there hasn't been a week off.
Exactly. And East Jackson, your offense is able to put up points against a powerful Napoleon defense. Manchester's a good team this year, and you took them right to the wire. Addison's a good team, and you've been competitive, like you said, in most of the games this year.
We're scoring, we're moving the ball. Defensively, we're really playing well. We're just giving up big plays at bad times. We talked a lot with our boys, and we're playing probably 85% of our games as good as you can. The problem is that 15% that we're letting games get away from us.
Yeah. Well, this week you have Hanover Horton, and you've got Homer coming up, it's a crossover game this year, won't be next year, and then Center. So, these are all winnable games for the East Jackson Trojans. What do you have to do to finish out the season?
It's just our preparation Monday through Thursday has got to be good. No lapses in our preparation, because it all translates to Friday nights. I like our matchup. I think from what I've seen so far, we're very strong up front, and that's our advantage. We have a lot of size, so we've just got to take care of the football and play disciplined defense for four quarters moving out. And I think there's some wins out there for us.
Tell us about some of the kids on the team. Who are your impact players that are making a difference this year?
Our running back, Caleb Weaver, has been a real difference maker for us. He's a guy that, if our offensive line does their job, gets him 4 or 5 yards, he's turning it into 12 and 15 pretty consistently. And he can break a big one at any time. And then up front's really been our strength. Brian Hammer, our left tackle, and our nose tackle has been pretty dominant so far for us. And then another one that's really come out is Dylan Osborne. He plays guard and nose guard for us as well. And he's been a force. Caleb Curley on the defensive line, I think he has 7 tackles for loss and 5 sacks. So those are real big ones. And then we have Layden Roberts at corner and wide receiver, who is among one of the better outside skill players in the conference. So we've had a lot of kids playing well for us.
Coach Joe Niehaus joining us here, head coach of the East Jackson Trojans. So, Coach, when you have a season like this, when you're competitive in almost every game, but you're just not getting the wins on the board, how difficult is it to keep all these guys that you just mentioned, how difficult is it to kind of keep them still keyed into the game?
You know, with this group, it hasn't been difficult. Usually, you know, you lose a couple in a row, you start losing kids, but we lost a heartbreaker to Manchester 2 weeks ago, and then last Friday we played 6 bad minutes and 42 great minutes, and we lost to the 3-time defending conference champion. And the score is not indicative of how close that game really was, but it was a dogfight. And they came in Monday morning or Monday afternoon to practice to watch film, and they were hungry to get learn from their mistakes and get back to work this week.
Mm. When you're lining up on offense, what type of scheme can we expect Friday? Are you going to line it up and run it? Are you going to spread it?
We are kind of pro style. We run a few different personnel packages. You can see us in the I formation or the spread. But when we need a yard, we're going to get in the I. That's our base. The I formation is our base. But we have some receivers that when we get in longer yardage situations, we can spread it out, get 4 wide or 3 wide with a couple tight ends. So it's really multiple for us. We run multiple formations to really – our base, though, is no matter what formation, we want to run the rock.
Gotcha. On the defensive side of things, where's your comfort zone? How do you like to line them up? Do you load the box up? What do you guys do on D?
Defensively, we run, with our league, there's so many different styles of offense that we play. So it's got to be a versatile defense. So we have two, what we call hero positions who can play multiple spots. So we have a linebacker / defensive end, and then we have a safety / linebacker. So we could be in a 4-4 or a 5-3 at any given point. And there's rules based on what the offensive formation is. So basically, it's very versatile. So it depends on what we're seeing.
Let's talk about that. When you're looking at Hanover Horton, I'm assuming you've had a chance to at least look a little bit of tape. When you're looking at Hanover Horton's offense, what do you have to key in on? What can you expect from the Comets this Friday?
They run a lot of gap schemes, so they're pulling guards, a lot of motion in the backfield. So you've got to be disciplined in your keys. The guards take you to the play. We're going to, you know, mix it up, give them a couple different looks up front, try to confuse their blocking scheme. But they want to run the ball, and they have a couple electric playmakers that if you let them get into some space, who can break a big one.
When you're looking at them on defense, do you have any areas that you feel like you can take advantage of?
They're tough, but they're small. So I think our size, we can lean on them and kind of pound the rock a little bit, go old school 4 yards in a cloud of dust, keep their offensive playmakers off the field. I like our advantage up front size-wise. We've just got to match their physicality, because for being small, they are very physical and aggressive.
Very good. All right. So now we already talked about the rest of the season. I do want to talk to you a little bit about next year. I mean, you've been coaching the Cascades for a little bit now, and this is going to be kind of like a new look Cascade. You're going to have some smaller schools coming in next year, some bigger schools coming in. How do you feel about the way, just from a football perspective, how do you feel the way the Cascades is going to look and feel next year?
I'm very excited. We're bringing 4 quality programs in with high quality coaches. And it's from the competitive standpoint, it's going to be another, moving forward where it's, you don't get a week off. You got to bring it every week, because every team you play is going to be tough. It sounds like it's leaning towards a division style East and West conference. And we'll play whoever, whenever. It doesn't matter for us. So, but I'm excited about the competitiveness of the league moving forward.
Right. Well, that's one of the things I want to ask you, because that's, from what you said, that's the way it's leaning. But I don't feel like that's etched in stone just yet. for East Jackson specifically, what would work best for you? Would it be two different divisions based on size? Would it be geographically East and West, like you said? What would you like to see happen as head coach of the East Jackson football team?
You know, Mark, for me personally, I'll play anybody anywhere, so it's not a preference of mine. Being an athletic director as well, I have a pretty good idea of where it's heading, but I can't really say until anything's official and voted on.
Gotcha.
But I do know that, you know, where we're heading, I know we're going to play a lot of the same teams every year that we're already playing, but there's going to be a few new teams sprinkled in. The conference ADs are doing a good job of making sure, you know, even if it is divisions, you're sprinkling the schedule up, so you're seeing everybody, whether it's based on size or travel distance, you're getting a fair shake for everybody's going to get their fair shake.
Joe Niehaus, head coach of the East Jackson football team for us. If I could ask you, Joe, just to put your AD hat on just a little bit before we wrap up, are you able to quickly just kind of sum up how fall sports have gone overall for East Jackson this year?
It's been good. You know, our football team is competitive, and it's been a while here since we've been able to say that. The wins haven't translated, but it's nice to see, you know, have our crowds engaged in games in the fourth quarter and have a chance late in games. Our girls golf team just secured a conference championship, which would be the fifth they have since 2014. So that's good. Cross country, we have a couple of our boys cross country runners ranked in the top 10 of the state in Division IV. A girls cross country runner in the top 3 of the conference. And volleyball is competing every night. So it's been a really good start to our athletic calendar.
Well, that's really good to hear. And we're looking forward to covering the game and having it on K105.3 this Friday night. When I've talked to some of the others that are close to football, especially focusing on the Cascades this year, the one thing everybody says is there's no quit in your football team. And we saw that last year when we covered you guys at home. There's just no quit in your football team. Record hasn't showed it, but you're a fun squad to watch.
Well, I appreciate that. We're going to fight till the clock hits zeros every game. And we're very confident in our ability to pull some wins out, closing out this year. So,
all right, looking forward to it. Coach, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good one, Mark.
Coach Joe Niehaus joining us here on The Daily on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.